Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. This is Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic, and the money music means it's time to bring in our money guy, our good buddy, the sports professor Rick Harrow. It's our golf, business, and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach, and I am not a lawyer. I'm a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins, but Rick is a lawyer. Good morning, attorney.
Quickly, who's leading the Sony Open? See, nobody knows.
We just went over the leaderboards. What the hell?
Okay.
Rick, what do you think we do every Sunday morning on the show?
There you go. I just wanted to give you a softball. Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing good. We're hanging in there.
We're
Rick.
Doing a lot better now that your sunny face is joining us on
yeah,
the program.
Yeah, you don't know if it's sunny. I just had a long red eye, and don't travel in the winter. That's my, if you're going to travel in the winter, go somewhere where it's warm.
Rick, no conference championship game for you today?
I was actually thinking about it, and I decided, rather than take some invitations and throw some names around about how I could have had a really good time up in your neck of the woods or in Arizona, the problem is if you go to one, you really do miss the fanfare of the other. And I have a feeling these are going to be two dynamite games. So I'm going to sit there with my best friend, myself, and just watch two really hard games. And like, you know, like you do. You like to be left alone. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to bother you about five times. Is that okay? I'm going to text you and call you a few times.
I will have that phone on mute so you can go as much as you want.
I'm going to go to a drugstore across the street so you don't know it's me. I'm going to make the call.
So, Rick, no conference championship game for you today. How about 2 days from now? Will you be one of the 2 million people in the greater Washington, D.C. area for the inauguration of number 44, Barack Obama?
No, but I'm one of the few people that won't be. And when you look at the economic impact of all of it, we talked about this as a huge story. And the real story, too, is with the economy the way it is, and people joke about that $200-some-odd thousand inaugural package at the Mandarin where you get Ralph Lauren clothing and Maserati and spa treatments and the presidential suite. But, you know, that's for the highbrow. Everybody has a price point for this inaugural. And, you know, Tiger Woods, as you know, is going to be a key to this weekend, as others are. This is good for the economy because people are spending. And then 2 weeks from now, I will be in Tampa, and we're going to talk a little bit next week maybe about the economic difference between the mega event of all, which is the Obamania this week, and then the normal economic impact of a Super Bowl. We'll throw in Academy Awards. We'll throw in Masters. We'll look at how these events compare and contrast.
Rick, Tiger doesn't get paid for this, does he?
No, he's going to do this because he's part of the team, and I think it's good for his image. My sense is, knowing a little bit about Tiger and knowing Tiger a bit as he's doing it, because he absolutely wants to. There was no business discussion about this, unless I'm really, really wrong.
Tiger Woods, of course, is speaking at the opening celebration for the inauguration of Barack Obama today at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. This is going to be broadcast on HBO this afternoon, starting at 2:30. And Woods has been determinedly non-political throughout his career, but he did praise Obama's victory in November. He said, quote, "I think it's absolutely incredible. He represents America. He's multiracial. I was hoping it would happen in my lifetime. My father was hoping it would happen in his lifetime, but he didn't get to see it. I'm lucky enough to have seen a person of color in the White House," end quote. So Tiger, and we talked about this earlier on in the show, Rick, you know, just like Michael Jordan before him, Tiger's made a point of trying to be right down the middle of the road, so he appeals to the left and the right, and he's really looking at this opportunity to talk at Obama's inauguration more as a cultural point in history, not so much a political point in history.
I would agree with that, and I think it's a statesman kind of thing. It's not a verification of whether you're a good Democrat or not. I'm just hoping that he either speaks quickly or they do it at the front half of the deal so it doesn't intrude on our Eagles-Cardinals, right, Rooney?
That is correct.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. Look, Barack Obama, really important. Tiger Woods, really important. But not against the Eagles and not against the Cardinals. Come on, man.
Let's get our priorities straight.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
As far as local economic impact goes, the numbers are staggering for this inauguration, and it's really an inauguration weekend starting today and going through Tuesday, so it's a three-day event. Impact on restaurants, bars, limousine rentals, taxis, small businesses, and airports expected to be around $300 to $400 million, which is akin to a Super Bowl, but the cost for this inauguration weekend is much greater than a Super Bowl. They're budgeting about $75 million for this three-day event in Washington, D.C. Comparatively, a Super Bowl budget's about $10 to $15 million to cover all the costs related with Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, but the cost of this event, and it's apples to papayas, you really can't really tell because you've got a whole bunch of different committees including the district and the park service paying for security, etc., for this one. Just like the NFL pays a certain amount to put on the game, the Tampa Bay host committee puts on a certain amount to put on the game. And when you mix events and you mix the budgets, you really can't come up with a number. The bottom line is they're both incredibly big events. Everybody would agree, and we'll try to have some comparison, that the inaugural is going to be much, much bigger culturally and economically. But it doesn't matter because they're both winners.
Now, Rick, I've heard that the tickets for these things are like $2,600 for the inaugural, and also that the tickets for the Super Bowl are down this year, down after something like a $4,000 per ticket high of a couple of years ago. My question is that accurate for the inaugural, like $2,600? And then second, why would the tickets, not economy notwithstanding, but you don't even know what teams are going to be in the Super Bowl yet, why would the tickets already be lower than what they were 2 years ago?
Accurate for the inaugural, maybe even low. People are already there, so they're getting more desperate. And, if you don't have tickets and you come all the way, you're willing to pay a little more. And the Super Bowl tickets, there are a lot of people out there who are speculating without a lot of authority. Guys who are in the business who I've talked to have said that the early demand isn't as big. But frankly, that could be because who knows who's going to be in the Super Bowl this year. You could say that about a lot of Super Bowls, but you knew on the other side of it the Patriots were probably going to make it last year, and they did, and everybody was wondering about the Giants. This year there is incredible uncertainty. You know, you're faced with the prospect that you've got six seeds in it, which only means it's even more uncertain. And so if I were a consumer, I certainly wouldn't want to pull the trigger until at least Monday when I knew what was going on. You're right.
You're listening to Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Joined on the line by our good friend, the sports professor Rick Horowitz, our golf business and law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I am not a lawyer. I'm a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. Rick, I'm really interested in how a couple of sporting teams are honoring Barack Obama. First of all, the Harlem Globetrotters. The Globetrotters announced that each of their players will wear a special number 44 jersey during their two games on Tuesday to honor the president-elect, of course, who is president number 44. Barack also is a big basketball fan, so that's somewhat fitting. The Globetrotters have two games on Tuesday, one in Reno, Nevada, and one in Terre Haute, Indiana. So they're going to be, you know, hopping on a bus. I'm assuming the first one's around noon, then either hopping on a bus or probably hopping on a plane. I doubt a bus could get from Nevada to Indiana in less than 5 or 6 hours. Anyway, the Brooklyn Cyclones as well, the New York Mets AAA farm team, on Tuesday they're going to rename themselves the Barackland Cyclones. Kind of corny, but nonetheless, they're doing their part to honor the president-elect. Kind of interesting, I thought.
They may even let the Washington Generals win, those Harlem Globetrotters. But, you know, if you have a bus that goes from Reno to Terre Haute in 5 hours, they're not going to need to play anymore, man. Just patent that bus, I'll tell you. That's fine. And then how about the Knicks and the Wizards? January 16, their home game yesterday or 2 nights ago. Well, guess what happened? That was a tough ticket. The secondary market, the scalping, it was the highest price resale the Wizards ever had. If you're witnessing the Knicks and Wizards, and it's a hard ticket, you know that it's a crazy, crazy weekend in Washington.
Well, I was up there less than 2 weeks ago, Rick, and they had already gotten the stands built, you know, in front of the hotel I was staying at, which was a solid 2 miles at least away from the Capitol, and they were erecting the stands for that. Now, I've never been there for an inaugural, so I don't know if that's standard or what, but it just seemed to me like they were already putting security measures in place, stands, scaffolding, all this kind of stuff for something that was still a couple weeks away. And, you know, the estimates are for 2 million people, and one of the Bell guys I was talking to said they might actually get double that. I just don't know if they can they squeeze 4 million people into that town?
Well, they're going to try, and it'll be interesting to see what the dynamics of the gridlock are. By the way, do you still stay at that little Econo Lodge next to that place where you get that ripple with the straw?
This was a Super 8.
Yeah, okay, that's good. No, I thought so. The economy is affecting even the Roonies,
that's
ladies
right,
and gentlemen.
That's right. But we can't stay where we usually do.
But the diversity of the events is incredible, and it's, as I said, and we kid about it, the Mandarin Oriental has that $200,000 presidential suite with the caviar and the limo, the four-night minimums, which is a standard of mega events with a grand a night at the Washington Marriott and other places. It's usually $119 a night. Now it's a grand a night. and also you have all of the huge different events, the kinds of concerts, the grassroots events. This is like nothing than ever before, and it's supposed to be an event that begins a long period of how difficult this is going to be to kind of turn things around. So we're morphing not just from a kind of a one-day celebration to try to continue the momentum and build ahead would be the argument. But it is the biggest event that I've ever seen, clearly.
Absolutely. It's going to be a huge 3 days in Washington, D.C., getting kicked off today all the way through Tuesday night for the inauguration of Barack Obama, president number 44 of the United States. And 44 is, I mean, that's a huge number in sports. Wasn't Hank Aaron 44 and Jerry West? I mean, he's joining an elite list of number 44s.
Yeah, and remember that their Topps put out a series of trading cards. There are 200 photos. Each pack contains six cards and a sticker for $1.99. We have Obama shirts, Obama hats. So there is a huge memorabilia world about this whole thing, too. And by the way, kudos to the Redskins because they did their part by getting the snot beat out of them in December and not even going anywhere near the playoffs.
Clearing the way.
Right.
Obamania is sweeping the country. Hey, Rick, before we let you go, obviously we want to get your take on today's two conference championship games: Cardinals and the Eagles at 3, Steelers and the Ravens at 6:30. Who do you have in the Super Bowl?
Eagles 28-24. Somebody else said that. That doesn't mean it's not the right answer. And I would say in a huge upset, the Ravens 17-16.
Oh,
so,
ouch.
Wow, you're like Chris Berman, man, always picking against my Steelers.
Well, but your Steelers, you know, I've been doing pretty well, so I'm not sure what that means to you. I suspect it means what it should mean normally, which is completely ignore me and, you know, wait breathlessly for my series of texts and phone calls, which are coming your way in about 6 hours.
All right.
He is the sports professor, Rick Haro. He joins us each and every week during our golf business and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And, of course, I'm not a lawyer. I am a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. You can see Rick each and every week on both CNN and ESPN. Make sure you check out MSN.FoxSports.com for Rick's weekly blog and podcast. And, of course, you can listen to him each and every Sunday morning right here with us on Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. Thank you, Rick. We'll talk to you next Sunday, buddy.
Sure. And we'll, a little tease, we'll have some huge Honda-related announcements, I think, coming pretty quick. So, so don't turn that dial over the next couple
interesting.
Of
weeks. We'll stay tuned.
Yeah, really.
Where was that at? He didn't give us any scoop.
No, a scoop for a scoop. Call you later. Bye.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye. Rick, there he is. Rick Haro, sports professor, joins us each and every week during our golf business and law segment. Huge Honda-related news as we are now just 7 weeks away from the 09 Honda Classic. I'm looking forward to that.
Did Ed leave yet? I want to know what that is because if anybody knows, it would be Ed. I don't want to be scooped by Rick. I want to know what it is.
Good point.
Before he does.
We can't have Rick scooping
us.
On
we're getting paid by them.